Hi, this is Clayton from Cell Dweller, and I'm back for the Chapter 3 commentary of Wish Upon a Black Star. If you have Chapters 1 and 2, the deluxe editions, then you probably already know what this is. These are those big files at the end of the list that you probably deleted or never listened to on your iPod or whatever the heck you used to listen to your MP3s or, you know. Nobody listens to CDs anymore, come on. So I'm going to step through all my beta sessions demos that I'm releasing to you guys in the deluxe editions for The Lucky One and for Tainted. And these date back to 2004 is when some of these started. And, you know, I figured what better way to humiliate myself than release demos of stuff that I never really wanted anybody to hear to begin with. But somehow or another, I kind of got talked into doing this, and here it is. So I hope you enjoy the blabbering that's about to ensue over the next hour. And if I don't see you out on the upcoming Cell Dweller tour, then I guess I'll see you for Chapter 4. Peace. Yeah, this one goes way back. And I kind of remember where I was mentally. Somewhere off in the cosmos, actually. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do musically, and I was just writing lots and lots and lots of demos, and most of it was just stuff that I probably would never release, probably never finish. And this was one of them, but there was an element to this that I kind of liked. It was the I Am chorus idea, and later I would just take that idea and basically rewrite, you know, 30 different choruses to kind of finally end up with the one that I have on Chapter 3. So it's kind of going here for a verse type deal, where I was just kind of keeping it monotone. I was big into psytrance at the time, Goa, psytrance, that kind of deal, and I just was into the idea of just a monotone bass line, four on the floor kick, and vocals that just kind of droned over the top of it. Again, my head was in the cosmos, wasn't really sure what I was doing, so I was just experimenting. But a lot of these turds I later would polish into something that would become a shiny black star. This was also around the time that I had been given a copy of Logic Pro from Apple. They wanted me to use the software, and I did for a while. So I did a lot of this experimenting in Logic. Unfortunately, I left Logic because it did not like me at all, much like the current version of Pro Tools. So I can't seem to find a DAW that will be stable for me. Maybe it's because I throw so many stupid plugins in there that it starts choking. But this stuff was all written in Logic. There were a lot of things about it that I really liked as far as the program was concerned, and I thought that it actually sounded good for basically a native-based DAW. It had a certain sound quality, especially in the low end, that I really liked. But that really doesn't matter, because the song still sounds like crap. And now I'm giving you this crap to listen to. Enjoy it. Little Vanguard arpeggiator there. I really loved that synth at the time, for sure. I still use it a lot, but back then it was just kind of finding the right ARP and plugging it in. And thankfully this track is almost over. So here's where I kind of took the concept of the chorus and started experimenting on completely different ideas. And this ended up being some kind of offbeat thing, and not really sure if it's evident, but there are guitars in there, and I try to do this kind of offbeat guitar kind of stab. I know what I imagined, and it certainly did not translate. Again, like many of my demos, they just get me somewhere in the ballpark of where I want it to be, and I will tweak it to death until it's finished. You can hear certain elements, though, that definitely survived the demoing process all the way to the final version. So here's the bridge, or the beginning of what ultimately became the bridge. And again, conceptually, I kept a lot of the ideas. Like, I liked the idea of this delayed vocal. And that guitar that you're hearing right there, that kind of like Robert Smith kind of flanged out guitar in the background, was just a it probably was just a one take deal. I probably just plugged in, played a few notes, and that ended up going all the way to the final version. I never recut that. I never tried to change the sound. I just bounced it. Did that in Guitar Rig. Obviously, the lyrics are a little bit different. I thought that Raining Piss was much more exciting than Raining Shit. Actually, they're not. Neither of them are really exciting, but I guess if you had to pick one, I mean, come on. Well, which one would you pick? Again, the IMs and the Hooray For Me's and that whole lyrical concept survived from that original, like, trance demo. Always liked it. Still doing the offbeat thing, except I had this kind of like EBM synth, kind of just 16th note thing going. The progression, the melody, was something that I had almost all the way up to the end of the final version, and I ended up changing the chorus completely, but this chorus lasted for a long time before I finally was like, yeah, you know what? I hate this. I could hear my whiny little vocoder in the background that you probably can't pick out. I just know it's there because I put it there. But again, I had that concept of a repeating melody or a repeating vocal. This is when I started getting into different types of electronics, started experimenting with different bass sounds, and instead of 16th notes, although we've got those up in the top end, I was trying to experiment with like an 8th note bass line with kind of a I just got, what? Where am I? Was I saying something? There's my virus 16th note deal in the bridge. Early version of the vocoder. And interestingly, if you heard that lyric, this song has always had the lyric, "Now my freaking head is stuck." I just kind of, I don't know what it is. I just felt like all these artists that I had watched over so many years that just relied on shock. And it's like, how many times can I drop the F-bomb in one song? In fact, there's one artist in particular I could name and I won't, who actually says in his own song how many times he drops the F-bomb in that particular track. And I just thought it was the cheesiest thing that I had ever heard in my life. So I guess I've always felt that I've wanted to take a higher road than that and not really have to rely on, you know, gimmicks and whatever to get people to listen to my music. Like, oh my God, he's so shocking. Oh. Wow, he's so awesome because he's just so shocking because he said the F word. Oh my God, wow. So, that lyric stayed in here for a long time. And I never really was sold on it. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So what I ended up ultimately doing is, for the final version, I just took the word freaking. I don't even know where I took syllables from, and I just glitched it out. I just wanted to make an undefinable glitch. And you can have it be whatever you want it to be. And you know why I can do this? Because it's my freaking record. Wow. Do I really sound that whiny? Someone has to remind me why I'm putting this out there again. Why would I humiliate myself like this? So, I'm trying to remember, but this may be the first time we actually heard some semblance of an intro, which really ended up being a template for how the song was to start anyway. This started with a bass line, and I had that almost up to the end as well. That was an element that just lasted all the way up to the end, and I was like, you know what, I don't really love this bass line starting the track. In fact, it ended up becoming, I think, 8 bars or less in the track, ultimately, that original bass line. It just follows the first chorus. You come out of the first chorus, you hear the bass line, and it's gone. I am these drums were pretty sweet because of what I had done is taken an old drum kit that I had and I set it up in a room and I stuck one microphone, might have been an SM57, something really cheap, and I stuck it right in front of the kit and I just played. So a lot of these demo drums that go through, the Lucky One, Tainted is the same thing. One microphone in front of my untuned, crappy drum set, and I just let it fly. And then I would just go in and edit some kind of performance together, and that's really what stayed through these demos almost all the way to the end before I had actually cut the final drums. It's almost a little weird to get the final drums cut and hear them actually sound good because I was so used to the crap drums. I was almost like, maybe we should put a distortion plugin on these. I don't know, something. I just blabbed over the whole intro, so I'm not really sure what's different about this track. I know there's something, but maybe you guys can figure it out. Create a forum and kind of compare notes or something, and that way I know what I did in my own demos, because I don't even remember. You have to consider that I've been doing my best to try to forget these demos now that I'm onto the real thing, and these are just reflections of what the songs were. So it makes it really difficult for me to forget these tracks. When I'm actually putting them out there and giving them to you, because you're never going to let me forget that I did this. I'd always loved that bass sound right there. It was just I can't remember what I did. It might have been a bass right through the Big Muff or my Big Muff pedal. I'm not really sure, but I always liked it. We ended up recutting. Grant pulled up a... I think it was the Experience pedal, some other cool pedal, and we ended up getting another tone, but for some reason I always liked that crappy bass tone that I had. And there's that same Robert Smith guitar. Rusted linings on my black clouds. It's raining piss, will somebody tell me what that's all about? Wish on a black star until it comes. Hooray for me. So I'm hearing final vocals in here, and we may have had final vocals in the last couple of versions. I wasn't really paying attention. But these are, I can tell by the stacks and everything else that these are the final vocals. You'll definitely notice in the earlier versions I had the yeahs and the core of the IMs and all that. But you can tell it was only a few vocals as opposed to the huge stacks that I ended up with at the end. Which, thank you to many of you who participated, because your voice is in the final song. That way I didn't have to sing it a few hundred times. You guys helped me out. Saved me a lot of work. So those are my stacks. There's probably like 20 or 30 of me there. Maybe not. Maybe this is before I put the stacks together. I can't really tell. I just know, ultimately, I ended up with 20 or 30 of me's, and then hundreds of you. Which ultimately ended up creating hundreds of us. Aww. We're so in love, all of us. A sinking ship holds in my lifeboat. You know what's cool about doing these commentaries is that I kind of do them in one take, so I just blab whatever comes to my mind so that I have more things to regret in life. Because again, I'm pretty confident that I'll say some things that people will put on my Wikipedia page and state it as fact, and I will never be able to forget it. Damn, I'm so dumb. Okay, so here, I think I'm hearing the beginning of like me stripping out that intro, because there was no bass line in that intro. Oh, totally different chorus too. This is when I said, hey, EBM synth, you're gone. What am I going to do? And this was my stabby rock attempt, and I It didn't take very long for me to realize that I hated it. This survived the trip. That second half, this is where I came up with the chords and the kind of concept of opening up that second half of the chorus. And I knew I wanted it to be kind of a big rock sound. I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with the first half of the chorus. So, you know, over the next few demos, I think is where we'll hear me trying to solve that puzzle.
Stupidity is a constant trend. Yeah. Murphy and I have become best friends.
Yeah. Maybe I do hear the bass line in there. I don't know. There we go. That was when I finally had done something that I felt was modern and relevant. I had been listening to that stupid 16th note thing for so many years. I needed to do something completely different. And I ended up programming that thing out, and I was like, okay, this is the direction I want to take this track. Even though that's ultimately not completely what it ended up being, it definitely set my course. Maybe we'll hear another version here, I don't know. I'm really tense, just kind of waiting for it. What's gonna happen? It's like watching a horror movie. Oh, wow, what a disappointment. It's like so many of those old films that are getting remade. You go and watch it and go, oh, what a disappointment. God help us, I heard they're remaking Escape from New York, and if they screw that up, I will cry for a very long time. So whoever's directing that film, please don't screw it up. But I will absolutely score it. So just please contact my management. There it is. So I'm back on that tip. Much more in the world of what I wanted it to be. That was the idea that ended up surviving. What I ended up doing is I write and I write and I write. I bounce ideas to my iPod, listen to them while I'm driving, I listen to them at the gym, or wherever I have 3 minutes in my life where I can actually listen to music. And then there just comes a point where it snaps and I go, this sucks, and I know I have to change it. Sometimes that's very immediate, and sometimes it takes a few days. And then there's other times where I go, okay, I hear where this needs to go. I'll keep that and I'll move this around and get rid of that. So I knew that idea was going to work. I just had to figure out the exact combination. And so I'm going for a little more of a break feel there, and it just kind of ultimately ended up slowing the track down. So, but musically, as far as guitars and synths, it was kind of like in the world of where I wanted it to be. Obviously different lyrics. That particular line, the "so broken," has been in there from the very beginning. So we're listening to final vocals, I think, for the most part, but in the choruses, I didn't finish the chorus until a few weeks before it actually got mixed. I just couldn't find that lyric, which, hold on. There you go. So I started cutting up my live drums, the hi-hats, all that kind of stuff. This is very close to where it ended up being chorus-wise. So I was just saying that that line, "so broken," it just felt like I was trying a little too hard to be so dark. And I've got this song where I'm being the sarcastic prick I normally am, and there is certainly a comedic edge to this, and in my mind at least, because I know I'm being sarcastic all the way through this. And you know, I've got this like "so broken," like, oh God, I'm so broken. So I knew I ultimately wanted to go with something that was a little less morose and serious, because this song is a lot less serious than I normally write tracks. And so I ended up with "I Am a Comedian," "The Joke's on Me," "I'm the Lucky One," but then ultimately ending it with "I Am Only Human." I guess that makes me the lucky one. So we're all the lucky ones, because we're all human. Shit happens. Deal with it. Like raining piss and stuff. Reminds me of the time I was on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey, with my friend Chris Angel, who will tell you that story if you ask him. I hope he doesn't.
But yeah, Siegel shit right on me, right out on the boardwalk, and it was funny for everyone else. I didn't think it was funny at the time, but I think it's funny now. Actually, I did think it was funny at the time. But it's moments like that that kind of inspire the lyrical direction of this track. Because there are certainly those moments in life where you definitely think that everything that could go wrong is going wrong. And a lot of that is probably our own outlook. Kind of puts me to shame when I see people that are a little more disadvantaged and have an awesome attitude, and my attitude sucks balls. So that's really what it comes down to, is my own attitude. So this song is just kind of like, it's kind of written to myself. Just a reminder. I'm not even really sure anything I just said made sense, but like I said, this is all in one take, so you can sort it out. Snip this up and rearrange the pieces until I say something that makes sense. It's cool with me. Make sure to email me a copy so I know what I'm saying. Okay, intro. So this is new beat ideas. The bass line's still in there, but this is when I started experimenting with starting with a much different beat. I knew the beat that I had in the original demos was just temporary. I probably just grabbed that off a sample CD somewhere, or it was all about just kind of getting the vibe of the track. I don't pay too much attention about where things are coming from initially, as long as it serves its purpose. You know, I have a suggestion too for any of you who may decide to do anything like this in the future. When you record yourself, don't ever listen back to it, because then you're going to want to erase everything you just did. Because I just did that, and I want to just erase this entire commentary track and maybe put some like Egyptian flute music like kind of over the whole commentary track instead. I think that'd be much more exciting. But I don't really know any Egyptian flute music. I'm not even really sure if that exists. I don't even know if anybody has a flute in Egypt. If anybody knows an Egyptian with a flute, email cellmate@celldweller.com with a photo of an Egyptian playing a flute, and we'll give you like a free Cell Dweller download, something, I don't know. I'll let management deal with that. I just think it'd be cool, like, if I was right, that there actually are Egyptian flute players, and there's really Egyptian flute music. Here we go, no bass line. Oh, no, there's the bass line. So I hadn't completely gotten rid of it yet. So the stab idea, that ultimately ended up being in the final version, the intro, these guitar synth stabs that I've got going on there, I think that was just part of this process of me working on the beat. Because as it exists now, we've got a completely remodified beat and rhythm, but the bass line is still there like the original demo. So at some point I just said, you know what, I don't want that bass line there anymore. That doesn't work. It's dragging me down. It's bringing me down like a tricycle with two wheels. If you just think about that for a minute, that's pretty funny, because the poor kid who's trying to ride that thing's gonna end up on the floor. Some reason this is instrumental, I'm not really sure why. Maybe I couldn't stand hearing my voice anymore. Or I may have been working on the drums, starting to assemble fills and that kind of stuff. I'm not sure. Yeah, because the ride that happens right there is not there. There it is. Beginning of the end. That's where I started the synth stabs, the concept of just getting rid of the bass line and rethinking that intro. That rhythm too, that those stabs came from, was just it was a pre-existing part that had been in there from the earliest demos. It's just a mini monster synth I had going right here, but it's not there anymore. Because I took that kick drum and replaced it. I've got a pitched kick drum. I took a kick drum from Sebastian Camore's sample CD that I bought for $5. It's totally worth getting, and I would do it if I were you. And I took a kick drum out of there and I tuned it so that every single note was tuned to the bass line. So I ended up having to get rid of the Mini Monster thing because it was so big and fat that it just wasn't working. But that was where the concept of these stabs had come from. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot more drums in this right now than actually made it to the final version. I tend to overdo things, and then I have to go back and scale down. So I end up with, you know, 180 tracks of stuff, and then I have to start sifting through it and going, okay, I don't need 11 hi-hats, and I guess it's a little excessive to have 46 kick drums. One probably will do fine. Especially for those who listen to any of my earlier works. Pre-Cell Dweller. Holy crap, what the hell is wrong with me?
I'm feeling like a stupid schmuck. Thank God I don't believe in luck. Thank God I don't believe in luck.
I'm not sure what's going on here. I have a feeling this is probably going to lead into the final verse, which will lead into the final chorus, which is just the full-on straight chorus that you've heard a few times already in this track. The chorus as it ended up in the final version didn't come until later. Somewhere in one of these demos you're going to start to hear the beginnings of that. Actually, one of my favorite moments in the track is that final chorus where it just breaks down, sidechained bass and synths, and you and me singing together. Such a beautiful thing. It's a good thing I didn't think about it grammatically and kind of go back and have us all like re-sing it and say, we are, because since there's more than one of us, I guess it could be a we are the lucky ones. But it just kind of ruins the vibe, you know? Screw grammar. There are my kick and snare that underlie the chorus with no live drums on top of them. So this song really ended up being a combination of live drums and synthetic drums kind of all mashed together. So here you're hearing a section where in previous choruses in this track, you heard me working on the live drum elements, and here is the last chorus, which I had not gotten to yet. So you're only hearing just the program part of the drums. Wow, that's kind of naked. I had always known, again, this was like the old chorus. I had the 16th note thing kind of going here, and I just knew I didn't like it. So I had to basically strip this down and figure out what I ultimately wanted to do with this. So that's only a few of the elements. It's some of the guitars and I don't, maybe bass. There's that 16th note thing right there. It's a smaller version of it. No vocoder right there. Somehow I muted it or forgot about it because it's in the earlier versions. There's my happy bass line that I love, or bass sound. It's not really often that I write stuff that I actually like over any length of time. I just end up growing bored of it and question why I ever created it to begin with, but I kind of like that bass line. I kind of like playing it. And it was in human form, specifically female human form. I'd probably sleep with it every single night. But alas, it's only a bass line. Can't sleep with it. Can't even make out with it. Can't do anything. I just listen to it. So hopefully one day I will make more music that I want to make out with and ultimately sleep with. But as it stands right now, it's just like this bass line and maybe a few other parts in this track. You're hearing vocals completely dry there, no processing. So I mean, I guess it's not really a big shocker because you're gonna get the remix stems anyway if you want to. You can download all this stuff, all these little stems. There it is, still with the demo vocal, so broken. So we're getting like late in the game here. and I still hadn't changed that vocal. This is when I started programming out some different sounding 16th note parts in this bridge, which ended up becoming this tiny little sound that got buried in the mix. I ended up going into like Reese's and guitar tones and big, you know, like dubstep wobble type things. But to get there, I had to start here. I can already tell I'm gonna really wish I had gone back and edited out all the ums and the uhs and the awkward spaces and those moments where I keep saying the same word over and 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 just freaking would drive me crazy. If I was listening to somebody blab like that, I'd be like, dude, shut up. So feel free to tell me to shut up, because I won't be able to hear you anyway. It doesn't really matter. So let's see if this takes us into the new chorus idea. We'll know in a minute. Actually, much less than a minute. We'll know within a few seconds. It's gonna happen soon though, because we're getting close to the end of these demos. Nope. So I'm looking at three more demos coming up, and I hadn't even gotten to that kind of pulsing sidechain bass line yet for the final chorus. Oh, there it is. The final lyric. I guess somewhere between the last demo and this one, I had finally decided to write the lyric and sing it. Hooray for me. And then there's live drums over that same part you were hearing before, where there was just program kick and snare. This track in particular, I had cut with no kick drum. I already knew I didn't want any live kick drum in this thing. So I just pounded my foot against the floor, but never actually hit the kick drum pedal. There it is. Sounds really bare right now, but as soon as I had done this, I was like, okay, cool. This adds some life to this track for me. I was so bored with this thing. Doing this kind of gave it an emotional element that I really kind of wanted to get across. Who knows if I succeeded, but it worked for me. I was laughing at something, I don't know what. Oh, that's right, I was probably reading Film Junk or something. That makes me laugh. And there's kind of an early reference to those pads at the end. That melody. I kind of banged it out and listened back to it and was like, yeah, you know what? I don't know, maybe that's just too simple. And there is the bane of my existence. I can't seem to just let a simple idea stay simple. I have to complicate it. Which is why there's only about 6 or 8 of you that actually can understand my music and listen to it. It was rumored that most everyone else who had tried to listen to my music had been committed to institutions. So I guess a cell dweller has become the leading cause of schizophrenia in the world. So if you're listening to this and you're not schizophrenic, congratulations, you're one of the few survivors. How is it that we're at 36 minutes here and I'm still talking? Like, how did I even find enough stuff to talk about? I can't even go back and listen to this because I don't even want to know what I said. But like I said earlier, somewhere in here, that I'm pretty sure you'll remind me. So So this is me fleshing out that bridge a little bit more. Still no vocoder. I'm not sure why, but it's still not in there.
I'm feeling like a stupid schmuck. Lucky for me, I don't believe in luck. I tried to push straight through the suck head first, but now my freaking head is stuck.
Oh, that was my first attempt at trying to get rid of the freaking. I just kind of muted it. So I got freaking. So who knows what I was really saying. I mean, I guess it's not. There's not too many options. Could only been one of a few different words. But it ended up feeling distracting, I think. So I decided to go in a more edited direction. And then you can kind of figure out what it says. I don't know. Well, it's been quiet for a while because I don't really know if I have anything else to say. I'm kind of running out of things. I could talk about how I saw Inception last night, but I probably won't. But it depends. If I have nothing else to say here in the next minute or so, then I might have to start talking about that. There we go. This is when I started fleshing this thing out a little more with some cooler sounds.
I tried to push straight through the suck head first, but now my fucking head is stuck.
Yeah, this pretty much wraps this, thankfully, for me. I'll see you guys over at Tainted.